on 702.
26 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, civil society organizations in South Africa have expressed their deep concern at the attacks made in recent days on the State Capture Commission of Inquiry by some senior leaders of the Economic Freedom Fighters. In a joint statement this afternoon issued by the civil rights organizations such as the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Corruption Watch, Freedom Under Law, among others, they say the expression and protest action that threatens violence and harm, that looks to flirt with racist and bigoted sentiment and with hate speech, can only erode our constitutional democracy, not strengthen it. Now, to talk about why these organizations felt the need to come together to issue a statement, I'm joined on the line by the executive director at Corruption Watch, Mr. David Lewis. Mr. Lewis, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Karima.
Now, we've had several individuals. Yesterday, I spoke with journalist and cultural activist Zenzile Khoisan about the same thing. And he, for example, as a journalist, just said, not in my name. I'm not going to allow an organization that threatens journalists to occupy the public space in the way that they do without being questioned. And he linked the fact that the EFF had the opportunity to in fact go before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry to present the information, and that we need to be very careful how these protests are portrayed. What is the motivation for your organizations to come together? What is the danger that Mr. Malema's actions and the threats of violence actually present to a society with a history like ours, with the kind of inequality and the racism that we actually experience in South Africa?
Well, you know, I think the most immediate threat is to the commission itself, you know, to the possibility, even I think likelihood, that prospective witnesses before the commission who may give evidence that the EFF may deem to be hostile to their interests will be treated in the way that
Mr. Lewis, just before you continue, just a little housekeeping. We're just struggling to hear you a little bit. Would you mind just speaking directly into the phone so we can just hear you clearly?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You know, I hope that's better. You know,
way better.
What I was saying is that the immediate threat is that we're concerned about is to the commission itself, to the possibility that witnesses who may think that they're going to give evidence that the EFF may deem to be hostile to its interests in some way will be deterred from giving evidence. And I think that's a real threat, but also that the commission is held in contempt and does nothing to defend its integrity. I mean, you know, apart from anything else, they said that the chair of the commission was stealing from the poor, that the evidence leader was a bastard. There were some very directly contemptuous comments made with respect to the commission. But, you know, more than that, as the extract that you read from the statements suggests, you know, we've got to worry about the democracy itself, actually.
Yes, yes.
You know, democracy is about structures and codified rules, but it's also about sort of unwritten rules of engagement and behaviors. And this doesn't, you know, when you start threatening violence and death, and you start calling your political opponents dogs who need to be beaten, this is not the kind of language of a democracy. And, you know, the democracies are, you know, as we're seeing all over the world at the moment, are quite fragile flowers, actually, even in places where they're quite firmly established, and they have to be treated with in that way, and they're not being at the moment. And it, as I say, it represents not only a threat to the commission, but it represents a potential threat to the democracy itself.
Now, in the statement, it says civil society is the first to recognize that a robust, healthy democracy requires competing views and protests. However, expressions and protest actions that threaten violence and harm, that looks to flirt with racist and bigoted sentiment and with hate speech can only erode that constitutional democracy. Repeated unsubstantiated claims, in addition to being all of that mentioned above, reveal an agenda that goes beyond criticism of the commission. It smacks of a deliberate attempt to undermine it and the participants who are uncovering the web of state capture and corruption. Now, I personally hold the view that the actions of the EFF is aimed at two things. It is aimed to distract South Africans from hearing what is going on inside the commission, the extent to which the state was in fact captured, and the extent to which monies of the poor were actually stolen. And of course, the other reason, in my view, is that we are entering an election period. The EFF doesn't have a set of policies that it has been able to put forward. It needs to get popular support. And of course, we are experiencing a very, very tough economic climate. Many of our people are unemployed. The majority remains outside of economic activity, locked out. We are described as one of the most unequal societies in the world. I believe that the EFF is trying to use those conditions to initiate, if you like young people say, subtweet the racism, the exclusion that is still there, and give it faces of individuals and present them as the obstacles to the advancement of South Africans. And of course, that is, for me, the way in which fascists everywhere in the world operate. It's what the Hutus did in Rwanda. It's what Idi Amin did in Uganda. It is what Hitler did in Germany, and what people do all around the country. All around the globe. What is your worry about Mr. Malema's performances? And what is it that society can actually do to engage with it? I get on my timeline things like, you're just defending Pravin. Why don't you investigate Pravin, etc., etc.? Is this the attempt by the EFF, Mr. Lewis, to make it difficult for South Africans to distinguish between a lie and a fact, a truth and a lie?
Look, all that you say may well be correct. I mean, I think that, you know, some of what is being done seems to be, you know, straight out of Donald Trump's playbook, and that is that if you repeat something, no matter how outlandish, often enough, even though it may have absolutely no basis in truth, in fact, may be completely incredible. I mean, you know, some of the really choice things have been the notion that this commission is being held in the Tisa Black Star buildings because Pravin Gordhan has some commercial relationship with Tisa Black Star. There have been a number of these allegations that I wouldn't have thought would even be possible to make up, quite honestly. On the other hand, that's contrasted with the fact that this is a commission that is open to hear evidence of corruption, and that's not where they've chosen to make these allegations. They've preferred to make them, you know, from the barricades outside. And today, I read in the media, charges were laid against Pravin Gordhan, and some, you know, very concrete allegations were made, including, you know, sums of money in Canadian bank accounts. Well, you know, put them before the commission. You know, they've seemed to be put before the police in a rather sort of clever way that, yes, we have this information and but we won't give it to you until you give guarantee indemnity. Well, I mean, no law enforcement authority is going to guarantee indemnity until they see what the evidence is that is being presented to them. So it seems to me that the evidence is not going to be forthcoming, but it's going to be repeated and repeated and repeated until enough people, it becomes subliminally absorbed into the consciousness of enough people to believe it.
Yes,
and that is dangerous, and it's endangered more stable democracies than our own.
Yes,
more mature democracies than our own. I mean, one thing that you said, which one of the things that you said that really rings true is that our democracy is threatened by the inequality in the society.
Yes.
But I don't see anything that suggests that all of this is designed to tackle that inequality. It's like throwing out red meat, quite honestly. And it's disturbing. And, the civil society organizations who signed on to that statement, and I don't doubt, many other South Africans, are equally disturbed by it. I mean, the EFF will best judge whether this is in their electoral interest or not in their electoral interest, but I certainly hope that it isn't. I have no issue with the EFF contesting elections on different policies that distinguish them, whether I agree with them or whether I don't agree with them. But this stuff is, as I say, dangerous. It is not the stuff of democracy, which has, as I said earlier, unwritten rules that we have to subscribe to if the democracy is to remain robust and healthy. And, through the Zuma years, our democracy oddly held up quite well, but some institutions have been very severely damaged, and this seems to me to amount to quite a willful attempt to damage a judicial commission of inquiry. That's important because it implicates the judiciary, it implicates the president who set up the commission of inquiry, and it implicates all of us who want the commission of inquiry to be established. So this has been, a disturbing period for South Africa's future. There's no doubt about that.
All right, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much to the Executive Director at Corruption Watch, Mr. David Lewis. Karima Brown on 702. Now, the Special Investigating Unit has told Parliament's Portfolio Committee on